Byron Allen. All right. So Byron Allen is the billionaire with a B, billionaire that owns the Weather Channel. I'm not really sure what the benefit of owning the Weather Channel is, because I don't think that the Weather Channel is really getting it, but I could be wrong. I could be absolutely wrong. But he's the billionaire that owns the Weather Channel, and a lot of what he does is lawsuit related, meaning that, you know, I remember some lawsuits where it seems like he was suing McDonald's and General Motors and stuff because they were saying that they wasn't allocating enough money over into black media or diversity, equity, and inclusion platforms that could compete. Not that, you know, it was actually conducive for them to, as an advertiser, to give the money over to them so they'll bring more visibility to the brand, but because they're black-owned brands and they wanted them to spend more money with them as they did with other popular outlets. But I got word of this over the weekend, and they said, what was her name? Ebony K. Williams and the other guy, Mark Lamont, that they all been fired from the Griot, and they eliminated the podcast team. They got rid of a whole bunch of people, and they basically axed it, and the Griot was going into the ground. Now, the first thing that I said to myself, because I went and looked at the platform, I said, well, is the Griot even worth looking at? Because they produce no content outside of Ebony K. Williams talking to Ayanna Van Zandt, and she's saying that she wouldn't date a bus driver. Is anybody really checking for the Griot? Is it? Keita said the Weather Channel gets a lot of advertisement revenue, but why? Like, who uses the Weather Channel? I go to my app. I look at the weather for the day. I look at the weather for the places that I'm looking to go to and travel to. You know, we all dreamers. Oh, man, in August, what's the weather going to be? Do they use the Weather Channel app? Is the app any good? I'm going to download the Weather Channel app. I'm going to give it a... I'm going to give it a look, all right? Also, on top of that, before we deep dive, because I want to hear Roland Martin's take on this. I don't care about Roland Martin, but I'm interested in what Roland Martin's perspective is on this. Before I say that, remember my stalker, y'all? The guy that was calling and he was asking for my attention and he was saying, oh my God, Anton, I want to get a coaching call, but then I hate you at the same time. And he was sending all those hateful emails and all of that stuff. He's back. He's sending me emails again. He said that he was married and he had a lot going on and he was a truck driver. I don't know how y'all got time to be sending me crazy messages in my email and y'all supposed to be married older men with children and you got a whole job. Why are married men with whole children sending me Stan emails like I'm Eminem? Bro, I am not your father. Stop. Okay? Gangsta Love, that was his name. Gangsta Love. All right, let's get into Roland Martin's take on what's happening over at the Griot.
Well, the axe has fallen at Byron Allen's The Griot. Several people have been laid off in their podcast and video teams, including their managing editor, Christy Oglesby. This is the statement the company released. Allen Media is making a strategic change to better position the company for growth that will result in expense and workforce reductions across all divisions. Now, Allen Media acquired The Griot in 2016. Among those cuts, they've ended their daily, all their different shows except one involving Torre. So Mark Lamont Hill, who had a daily show.
The Torre guy, the guy that was interviewing Ebony K. Williams. So the only thing that they're producing is that Torre show, and that is trash. All of these platforms is dying, bro, and they trash, man.
At airing around 6 p.m. On The Griot. That show has been canceled. They hadn't even had the show. It hasn't aired for the last 3 weeks. Ebony Williams had a show that followed Mark. Her show has also been canceled as well. Now, remember, Byron Allen purchased the assets of Black News Channel for $11 million, buying up the distribution. He then used that to launch The Griot TV. And so those shows are being canceled. And if you look at the black-owned media landscape, other than what we do here at Roland Martin Unfiltered and the Black Star Network, that was the only daily shows on any black-owned media outlet.
Cap. Millionaire Morning Show is controlling the mornings, and we continue to run it up. Cap. We run a daily show and a nightly show. And I got a whole team of beasts that's absolutely destroying everything. Shout out to my guy, 2K. 2K is a star. Shout out to Q. Shout out to Mika. Shout out to Quentin. Shout out to everybody that I'm building this whole thing up from the ground. We not out here trying to acquire stuff and leapfrogging off of other major networks in order to get our visibility. We running it up. And there's other platforms that's much bigger than mine that's doing exceptionally well, including Shannon Sharp and his whole network of stuff as far as Nightcap and Club Shay Shay. Shout out to Gilbert Arenas. He out here running it up. He created his stuff from scratch. Shout out to It Is What It Is. They drop podcasts and platforms on a regular basis. It's a lot of individual places that is killing the game, is not owned by anybody. They own 100% of themselves, and they killing the game. It's a lot of places. Shout out to Joe Budden. Shout out to Academics. He live stream on a regular basis. The media landscape is changing. The media landscape is changing. And shout out to my dog Slimmy. The media landscape is changing. No longer is the old guard controlling the narrative of what's going on. Now, we are able to build up our own and then be able to determine and compete against the bigger. I think that all of these media networks is going away. I think that BET is trash. I think that ESPN is eventually going to continue to concede and lose market share to other people that's doing it better than them. I don't think that you could just throw a bunch of money at stuff and throw a whole bunch of cameras anymore. We put on a better platform, a better network. We got a better layout. We do more work than y'all. We work harder than y'all. We better than y'all. We can communicate more effectively than y'all. And we tied in with our audience in real time. It's all changing. It's not just the griot. It's not just, oh man, buying this network or major news media. We don't care about major news media anymore. We are here to destroy y'all. We are here to absolutely, shout out to the African Diaspora Network. He over there killing it. The African Diaspora Network is absolutely killing it, 100%. And it's a bunch of other ones that I haven't even named. But it's people out here that's putting in the work. They grinding, they hustling, they building it from scratch. They didn't ask for handouts from nobody, and they running it up. They put their own money behind it. They own money behind it, and they not wasting no time. They running it up. It's all changing. The old guard is going away. We don't care nothing about the griot. We don't care nothing about BET. We don't care nothing about none of that. It's plenty of content creators that's killing the game and they taking care of business, bro.
And so if you look at right now, if you look at the linear cable networks, you look at TV One, you look at Revolt, you look at Afro Channel, you look at those are all black owned, Cleo TV, TV One owns them as well. There are no daily news shows on those platforms. Even if you look at Revolt as a weekly show, you look at BET, they've got a monthly magazine show. That's all they have there. And so it's really just us. Ebony has nothing. Essence has nothing. Blavity has nothing.
All of these platforms need to just go away and make way. Well, they don't need to go away. They can keep trying to compete, but they just need to make way for the new wave. It's a new wave. It's a new regime. It's a new way in which we doing business out here. And we are going to put all of these platforms out of business. Every day, we going to beat their heads off, and we going to destroy them. We don't care about Ebony, Essence Festivals. We going to put on our own festivals. We going to do our own meetups. We got our own Patreons. We got our own thing that we doing, and we going to continue to steamroll these people every single day.
Black Enterprise has nothing, and you can look across the board. And the bottom line is this here, folks. Having a daily show absolutely matters that speaks to our issues. I had a weekly show at TV One. I can tell you it was very difficult having a weekly show and trying to cram in all the stuff that happened on a weekly basis into that one show. When we launched, we had the show for 4 years on TV One from 2009 to 2013, and then from 2013.
Shout out to O'Shea Duke Jackson, that's my guy. I love all my content creators. And O'Shea Duke Jackson, we do speak on a regular basis. We do tap in and we do talk on the phone on a regular basis. That's my guy in real life. Shout out to O'Shea Duke Jackson. Shout out to the real content creators that's out here running it up, killing the game, and they putting on. Matter of fact, shout out to the other content creators that we may not necessarily even agree with all the time. Shout out to Fresh and Fit. Fresh and Fit built their own platform. And even though they did some stuff that we don't necessarily agree with, or we don't always agree on everything with everybody, they have built their own network. They put their own money up. They built their own studios, and they built something dope. It's content creators that's doing it every single day. Every day they built their own stuff. They got it out the mud, and they didn't get no handouts as a result of doing it. You can't do nothing but respect it.
2017.
Shout out to the lead attorney.
We launched News One Now, which was a daily show. And so these things absolutely matter. I reached out to Byron Allen, sent him a text yesterday. Also, Geraldine Mariba, who was one of the executives.
Shout out to my guy, Angry Man. He kill it every single day. He work his butt off. He work his butt off every single day. Shout out to him.
At the Griot. Shout out to hear from either one of them.
Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. So shout out to the CGAs. I can't name everybody because I know I'm going to forget somebody, but shout out to all of the content creators that actually work. They work. They do not, they don't half slip. They don't miss days. They don't take days off. They don't do none of that. They work. They grind, they hustle, and they got it out the mud. Shout out to them. And they compete too.
Wanted to get a statement from them with regards to these shows ending. But it's unfortunate that that is the case. But I can tell you right now, we're continuing what we're doing right here. For Faraji Muhammad, who ended his daily show with us. He took a job as a producer for Tavis Smiley's show on his network. We ended D Barnes' show on the Black Star Network, but we continue with our other shows. They continue. And look, we're going to stay focused. For everybody to understand, this show is profitable. This is what we do. We understand how to do this show. Our goal is to generate more.
I remember when, what was his name? The corny dude that did the preaching stuff. He was like a church guy and he had a podcast. I forgot what his name was. And he was over there asking for donations in order to keep his staff and his salary and stuff like that. What was his name? Kev on stage was begging, talking about, yeah, the podcast isn't doing the same numbers and all of this stuff. And I know that he's still doing well, him personally, but their networks and the things that they built, we don't lay people off. We give raises and promotions over here. We don't lay people off. And this is the game. The game is a dog eat dog world. If you can't compete, then you are going to be phased out. Because we are all competing against each other, and the best person or the best platforms are going to succeed and everybody else is going to go away. We don't care nothing about Mark Lamont Hill. We don't care nothing about Amanda Seals. We don't care about everybody trying to chase deals. We make our own deals. We get our own bags and we take care of the people that surround us.
More advertising revenue from advertisers. We're trying to make that happen.
Shout out to that boy,
but,
Will.
We plan on not going anywhere speaking to the issues that matter. And the thing that people have to understand, Robert, that look, there are all kind of changes that are happening in the media landscape. But what cannot happen, and we have got to be absolutely focused to make sure that we have Black-owned media, not just when it comes to telling our story, but Black-owned media also creates opportunities for African-Americans to be able to tell their story, for folks who to be panelists. I can't tell you how many people reach out to us, and we can't do all the stories that mainstream media would never give them the time of day. And so there's a lot of stuff, a lot of entertainment shows and gossip shows and sports shows out there, but our audience deserve to have real news shows that we're not having to be caught up in a lot of the entertainment and sports drama.
You're absolutely correct, Rowan. I'm going to challenge the viewers. I'm going to challenge the listeners. But we have to start supporting Black-owned news and Black.
Nah, I'm not even going to get into that. I don't want to get into that. And the reason that I'm not even going to listen to this nonsense and this rhetoric is if you got to beg for people to support, then that means that you're not putting on a good platform, that you're not putting on a good show. I regularly invest in my people. I regularly invest in my platform. I regularly invest in my time. I invest in my equipment. I invest in my software. I invest in myself and my skills. If you are not, I experiment. I do different things. I try new things. I change up different stuff. I upgrade stuff on a regular basis. If you can't compete, then go away. No longer are we leaning on the whole black trope. Oh man, we need to make sure that we support black platform. No. That's not what happens. What we do is we compete. And if you can't compete, then somebody is going to take your place and they're going to take your audience. But no longer are we living in a day where they're saying you got to support this just because they black. No, that's done. That's over. If you not built like that, and I see podcasters and content creators quitting YouTube and quitting all the time, and they say, oh man, you know, I'm going to go and just focus on myself, or I can't do this anymore. I don't have the time no more and all of that. That's cool. Then get out the way. Get out the way, because we going to steamroll. It's other platforms, and I'm not going to name them, but some of y'all know I even used to be a part of some other platforms. Y'all said that they said that they made me. Okay, well, then make another me. Because I believe that I made that. I 100%, and I've proven it. Over a period of time, we see the difference. We see the difference in the numbers don't lie. Men lie, women lie. And you got to stop begging for support and figuring out how you can actually add value into people's lives. Stop begging for support. Oh, man, support black. No, don't nobody want to watch paint dry. It's boring. It's boring. If your show is trash, you don't know how to put on, you don't know how to communicate effectively, you're not entertaining, you add no value into people's lives, go away. We're not just supporting stuff just because of identity politics anymore. It's not a diversity, equity, and this is called true capitalism. This is called true capitalism. True capitalism is either you sink or you swim, and nobody is giving nobody a handout. Because winners win and losers lose. And I see some OG podcasts that I used to love, and they going by the wayside. The Roommates couldn't compete. The Roommates couldn't compete because it didn't matter how many subscribers that they had, legacy subscribers, Fairweather fans, they couldn't compete. And so they had to go away. Come back another day. Maybe I'll go and buy their platform. I'm buying up platforms over here on the Anton Daniels channel. I'm making offers that people can't refuse. I'm buying up platforms. Fourth quarter 2024, everybody getting an offer sheet. Fourth quarter 2024, get your agent, get your lawyers together. I'm giving out offers in 2024 for all dying platforms. We making offers. All dying platforms, we making offers. All right, get your agents together. Get them ready. Shout out to the Griot. Y'all got a billionaire on y'all side and y'all couldn't even compete. They got a billionaire on their side and they still couldn't compete. Mark Lamont Hill, Ebony K. Williams. Stop it, bro. Stop it. I'm buying all platforms in 2024 and I'm rebranding and I'm going to give y'all some real shows.